Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I am inside a guitar shop called J Gravity. I am in the back room with Jimmy Gravity, who is 74 years old. He's been doing this for 5 decades. And by that, I mean fixing, repairing guitars, restringing them. And he's actually doing that right now with a guitar that I inherited from my late aunt, where he's doing it at the same time as we're doing this interview. So that's kind of cool. Jimmy, tell me a little bit about how you got into this business so long ago.
Well, after I got out of the service, didn't know what I was going to do, and went to music school. And in the process of being with my friends and playing guitar, I started working on guitars. And apprenticed with a man by the name of Arthur Voss, who is no longer with us, and my partner, Milan Kozak, which is no longer with us. And I started working on guitars when I was up in Niagara Falls, basically, because I had fixed all the band members' guitars. And found out that I had a bit of a talent for it. Back then, there were no schools for that. There was one book by Hideo Kamamoto that I read 4 times. And since then, I've been making mistakes and correcting my mistakes.
That's how you're supposed to do it, right?
Yeah, and then eventually that kind of petered out, and I decided I'd move back to St. Louis and worked with a house painter for a while and realized I didn't want to do that. And so I started repairing guitars for St. Louis Music as an outside contractor, and it just bloomed from there. We were working in my partner, Milan, the one who passed, his basement for a few years, and then a couple of guitar guys were going to start a music store, so they said, you want to put a repair shop in next to it. We said, okay. That was in 1978 on Cherokee Street. And since then, we've had Cherokee, the place next door, and then we finally moved into this place and bought it.
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
In Soulard area.
Right. And I've been here for 36 years in this building, I believe. 37 years. Hard to keep track anymore.
Speaking of keeping track, how many guitars do you think you've worked on in your lifetime?
Well, we usually run through about 1,500 guitars a year. And
that's a lot.
And that's between us. And some of them we don't even write up because we just do it while the person waits. So I'd say probably 50, 60, 70,000 guitars.
That's a lot. Well, you said you learned from your mistakes. I mean, what are the key things you need to learn to do what you do? What are the skills?
The first thing is, you have to learn how to fix your own mistakes. That's the key. Because you're always going to make a stumble here or a stumble there. And you just have to learn how to fix your mistakes. We get a lot of different inquiries here about things that we can do to guitars. And some things I think are crazy, but it's not my guitar. It's the customer's guitar, and because of that, we'll do just about anything that is logical and works in physics.
Well, what are you doing right now to my guitar?
Well, your nut was a little low.
I hate to hear that.
So I chipped off took the nut out. We're going to clean up the slot, and we're going to raise that nut a little bit with a secret ingredient.
The secret ingredient?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a secret. No. We basically raised the nut from the bottom because it was a little low, and I like to have a little bit of clearance on that first fret. And so we'll cheek it with, I personally use masking tape. Now, a lot of people would, a lot of luthiers would go, oh, that's bad. But it works. The nut's still glued on, and everything works better, and you save yourself about $50.
Well, I'm sure you encounter people who, you know, they know that they understand the value of the guitar they have. I certainly do here because it's very important to me. It's my aunt passed away, bequeathed it to me. She wanted me to take care of it. And this guitar is older than I am. So that means something to me. You know what I mean? So how do you convey that to people, like you, how much you care about every guitar that you work on?
You know, I don't care what guitar comes into my shop. I don't care what condition or what the price is. It's somebody's favorite guitar, and that's the way I'm going to treat it.
All right, I like hearing that.
It might not be my favorite guitar, but it's their favorite guitar. And so even if it goes above the, if the repairs go above the price of what the guitar is, I give them the option. A lot of times it's sentimental. We really try to give the customer the best possible service we can at any given time. If you're traveling up from some area 200-300 miles away, we try and get the job done for you the same day if possible, so you don't have to make the trip back. And we're always trying to be considerate of the person. A lot of people, I'll bring them back here and I'll do some work on it, and they say, oh man, I can't watch this. And sometimes I don't want to watch it either. But there's certain things you have to do, and a lot of people are kind of skittish about it, and they're worried if it's going to sound the same, play the same. There's so many different things that can go wrong with guitars, because they're all basically wood and glue, and it's mighty thin wood to boot. So,
Jimmy Gravity, is that your real name?
No, sir, it is not.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of like a stage name.
But it was a stage name when I was in Niagara Falls.
Okay,
so,
all right.
So I kept that name, and I kind of kept that name because I didn't want to be associated with all the people that I had been associated with earlier.
Well, why'd you choose that last name?
I had built my first guitar. It was so balanced, I just called it Gravity.
So do you get, you said people come from hundreds of miles to get their guitars worked on here. Do you get famous people ever coming in here?
Currently, Rich Fortas from Guns N' Roses comes in here. Jay Farrar from Sunvolt.
Yeah, he lives here.
Yeah. The bigger names in town come here. Most of the blues guys bring their stuff in here. Let me see, there's been Eddie Van Halen, there's been, I put together a guitar for Pete Townsend, sold one to Tom Petty, Jackson Browne.
Those are pretty big names.
They're okay.
They're pretty good.
We, on every guitar we work on, we put our highest quality of work into it. I don't care if you're a bum who just found it in a trash can or one of the stars. I'll treat stars a little better.
Tell me the story about your mom.
About who?
Your mom.
My mom?
Yeah, because she didn't know if she would have won this business if there would be enough work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 70,000 guitars later.
Well, the first thing she said to me when I went up to Niagara Falls to play in a band was, you know, musicians starve, son. And I said, well, I guess the next time I see you, I'll be a bit thinner.
Now, you also sell guitars. Yeah. At the front shop. What kind of guitars do you sell? Are they kind of unique and different than you might get at a big retail store?
No, that's not how it started out, at least. We started out not selling any guitars, but being affiliated next to a music store that did sell guitars. And when that went south, when Fast Ed left town, we we just did repairs and finally moved over here. Well, it would be hard to pay all the bills with just repairs, so we started taking in consignment guitars or guitars that weren't picked up after they were repaired. Eventually, you know, we took on brands like Paul Reed Smith, Gibson, Washburn, GK amplifiers, Mesa Boogie amplifiers, and so we became a full retail outlet along with the repair outlet. And we provided parts. Now, that was back before the internet, and so usually the parts I had and the information I gave people was the only information they got. But now with the internet, they can look for their own parts, and so a lot of them now bring in their own parts, so I don't stock as many things. And then we kind of changed over. I got tired of dealing with companies always raising their prices but telling you that you have to sell more. And so I started kind of going strictly on consignments and what I would buy off the street.
So, yeah, this is kind of an old-school shop, obviously. It has that vibe to it. Is it hard to compete in today's retail environment, or do you guys have kind of an advantage that people love having an old-school option like this?
I don't even think about competing with retail stores. It's a completely different beast. We do excellent repairs, which bring people in, and then they see what we have, and sometimes they walk out with something, and sometimes they don't, or they're looking for an amp, or they're looking for this and that.
And just curious, what are a couple of your favorite guitars?
My favorite guitars? 1960s J. Gibson J50s are my personal favorite. I also love guitars that were built before 1900.
Before 1900,
yeah,
wow.
I've got one from 1832 up in Nermo from England, and then I've got one that 8 years later that his son built. I particularly like the small parter guitars myself. As far as an electric guitar, you know, Paul Reed Smiths are real nice guitars. And Strats and Tellys, of course.
Mm.
I've never been a big Gibson fan as far as Les Pauls. Not that I wouldn't buy one, but that probably wouldn't be the guitar I would take to play out.
Well, I've come to realize, just having this guitar my aunt gave to me, the value of some of these guitars. I mean, 1830, that's got to be almost priceless, wouldn't it be?
What's that?
That guitar. Like
this
the
one?
Value of it. No, your 1830s.
Oh, no, believe it or not, the parlor guitars don't bring a ton of money, maybe $20,000 or so, but
okay.
Not super much. Not like a Les Paul, a 58 Les Paul Sunburst, which is probably $300,000 right now, or a Gibson Flying V from 59, which is probably worth $800,000. Even the Martin D45s and stuff from pre-war Martins all go for tens and tens of thousands of dollars. I don't think you could pick up a D45 anymore from the 40s for less than probably $250,000.
How do you want to be remembered?
I always tried to give the musicians a break money-wise. I don't overcharge. In fact, a lot of people say I undercharge, but these musicians don't make that much more money than they used to. And because of that, I always like to give them the benefit of the doubt and keep my work affordable, but with the highest kind of quality. And I hope that everybody who gets a guitar from me, and I know that that's not the truth, but hope that everybody is satisfied with what I've done and that it makes them want to play their guitar more, which will make them happy. And if that happens, I'm good with that.
Well said. Well, I appreciate your time here talking to me and also working on my guitar. Jimmy Gravity, J. Gravity Guitar Store in the Soulard area on Broadway. It's been here a long time. Come check it out. It's a beautiful store. Very cool to look at all the guitars, and then they got the workshop in the back.
The building's old, and we are too.
Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.